Good morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. In a major shift, East Germany's Prime Minister Hans Modrow has endorsed eventual reunification. Jesse Schulman reports.
Modrow called for steps leading to what he termed a new German federation with a single parliament, single constitution, and its capital in Berlin. In a statement that marks a dramatic turnaround, he even adopted the slogan, Germany's single fatherland, lately most often heard at demonstrations against the government he heads. The Prime Minister laid out a series of steps, beginning with a sort of loose confederation of the two countries, but gave no timetable and called on the U.S., Britain, France, and the Soviet Union to play a role in smoothing the process. He was vague about what to do with the hundreds of thousands of troops of the four powers still stationed on German soil, but he said the path to unity led through military neutrality. The U.S. has insisted any united Germany must be a member of the Western Alliance. Jesse Schulman for CBS News, East Berlin.
Because of the crumbling of communism in Eastern Europe, President Bush last night used his first State of the Union address to propose deeper troop cuts there.
I am announcing a major new step for a further reduction in U.S. and Soviet manpower in Central and Eastern Europe to 195,000 on each side.
That goes beyond the force reductions Mr. Bush proposed at NATO last May. We'll get more from White House correspondent Wyatt Andrews.
The president's troop reduction proposal calls on the Soviets to remove almost two-thirds of all of their troops from Central Europe, shrinking down to levels even lower than those kept by the United States. After his speech, Mr. Bush, who had called President Gorbachev with the idea, described Gorbachev's reaction.
I don't know whether he's supportive or not. I told him about it, and so we have to wait. You can't, that's something as complicated as that and serious. Obviously, they need to consider it.
But the drawdown of U.S. forces is the only so-called peace dividend the president sees in the changing climate of Eastern Europe. He defended his call for heavy spending on new strategic weapons and increasing funds for Star Wars.
We recognize that the Soviet military threat in Europe is diminishing, but we see little change in Soviet strategic modernization.
Mr. Bush also announced the invasion force sent to Panama would be withdrawn by the end of February, though the 13,000 remaining troops will continue on as a police force there. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, the White House.
The move toward a demilitarized Central Europe was welcomed in Moscow, as Anthony Mason reports.
Soviet leaders' first response to President Bush's proposal has been receptive. Foreign Ministry spokesman Gennady Gerasimov said today, the Soviet Union supports foreign troops being removed from foreign soil. In some ways, the Bush plan may come as a relief here. The Soviets are under enormous pressure from their Warsaw Pact allies. In particular, Poland, Hungary, and Czechoslovakia have all asked them to pull out their forces, which between the three countries total almost 200,000. The Soviets are negotiating to withdraw, but the Bush proposal may provide them with a more graceful way of leaving. Anthony Mason, CBS News, Moscow.
This is Clifford Smith in Brussels. NATO Secretary General Manfred Werner said here today that there's broad support in principle for the president's new ideas. His statement came after the 16 allies had a first discussion here last night on the basis of advance information made available by the White House. The next step for NATO will be meetings next week to decide how the alliance should propose the new lower troop numbers suggested by the president for Central Europe to the ongoing East-West disarmament talks in Vienna. Nobody here wants to do anything that might slow down the Vienna timetable, which aims at agreement this year. Clifford Smith for CBS News, Brussels.
Checking the time, it's 7:04.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban. For years, I have been telling you about the magnificent Chrysler automobiles. Now I want to talk to you about the people who sell and service them, your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealers. I am very happy to be representing such a fine group of professionals. These men and women have distinguished themselves in the business. With dedication and commitment, they have helped put Chrysler at the top of the domestic customer satisfaction index, ahead of GM and Ford, for 3 years in a row. And now they are working hard to secure a fourth consecutive victory by offering you tremendous selection, outstanding value, and the promise of customer satisfaction. See if what I'm telling you is fact or fantasy. Buy or lease a new car today at your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealer. After all, my friends, there is more to a car than rich Corinth... Well, you know.
Per J.D. Power & Associates 1989 Customer Satisfaction Product Quality and Dealer Service Survey.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
President Bush, in his State of the Union address last night, called for major progress in education, anti-drug efforts, housing, and health care.
The last thing we need to
do was meant to reassure older Americans.
With Social Security.
Based on the president whose approval rating is near 80%, opposition Democrats were muted in their criticism. Correspondent Rob Armstrong has that.
The official Democratic response to Mr. Bush was delivered by the Speaker of the House, Thomas Foley. And while much of it was cooperative in tone, Foley did not mince words when it came to the president's policy on China.
We Democrats believe it was wrong for the Bush administration to yield to pressure from a communist dictatorship in Beijing. It was wrong for the president to veto a bill that would have safeguarded Chinese students in America from being sent back to their homeland's reign of repression.
Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy said the president's words were pleasing, but in some ways troublesome.
The goals are goals that we all share. But the fact is that they are not reflected in his budget recommendations. They're clearly not in the areas of where the American people are the most concerned.
President Bush is personally popular on Capitol Hill, but the reality is that even a popular Republican president is destined for some rocky times with the Democratic Congress, especially in an election year. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Washington.
The Bush administration this morning proposed cutting economic aid to El Salvador by $55 million. That word comes on a day Salvadoran President Cristiani is due at the White House to see Mr. Bush. The State Department this morning blamed Lebanese Christian warlord Michel Aoun's bellicose behavior for the Christian versus Christian fighting and called him to step aside. Fighting continues today in East Beirut, where police say at least 62 people have been killed and 216 wounded. It's coming up on 7 minutes past the hour.
Benton and Arvel Associates.
Mrs. Odoms, it's me, Arvel, on the car phone. I'm all messy.
Out here.
And it's me again, Fenton, right on Amtrak San Diego and right on time. As stated previously, we're both on our way to the same meeting, but my partner hyphen brother Arvel wanted to drive. And where is he?
Where are you, dear?
Where am I?
Basically, you're on the center divider.
Who was that?
That was Mr. Pacomia.
Pacoima.
The tow truck operator. Mrs. Odoms, did you, as a loyal secretary and all-around good sport, install that new
alternator
like I asked you to?
What's an alternator?
It's about $250, not counting the tow.
You know, the San Diego has saved so many business people so much grief, I hate to think we're Amtrak stores at all. As for Arvel, I'm wondering if I really want to see him at the new client presentation.
Excuse me, you're dripping all over my tie.
Did they put extra muck in this car?
You have any of those pre-moistened towelettes?
Miss Odoms generally packs a whole
box. Why don't you use them? Over there.
Over here?
Further.
Get on board Amtrak San Diegans and get away from all that driving and freeway hassle. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL for schedule and fare information. All aboard Amtrak San Diegans.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
South Africa's President F.W. de Klerk is believed to have met today with jailed black nationalist leader Nelson Mandela. Richard Wagner has the story from Cape Town.
F.W. de Klerk's surprise announcement of today's meeting with Nelson Mandela is seen by government sources as an attempt to iron out differences related to Mandela's release from prison. The two first met last December at de Klerk's Cape Town office to discuss obstacles interfering with meaningful dialogue. It's believed Mandela has left his prison house again today, but the precise location of the meeting has not been disclosed. Yesterday, President de Klerk defused a planned protest march in Cape Town today against police death squad allegations by appointing a judge to investigate the charges. It's believed de Klerk wants to go into today's meeting with Nelson Mandela armed with as much evidence of good intentions as he can muster. Richard Wagner, CBS News, Cape Town.
Bill McLaughlin in Lusaka, Zambia. Sources close to the African National Congress tell CBS News that Nelson Mandela may be freed as early as next week. Mandela's release had been expected to come about in mid-February, but recent political confusion and indecision within the ruling white South African regime suggested a serious delay. But the ANC sources here dismiss that pessimism. They say they have good reason to believe that the white regime in South Africa now realizes it has no alternative to releasing Mandela as soon as possible and opening up political talks to reconcile black and white in South Africa. Bill McLaughlin, CBS News, Lusaka, Zambia.
Albert Hakim, the businessman who controlled the money in the Iran-Contra affair, was sentenced this morning to 2 years probation and a $5,000 fine. His company was also ordered dissolved. A U.S. grand jury has indicted six more men in the 1985 torture murder of U.S. drug agent Enrique Camarena. They include the former director of Mexico's equivalent of the FBI and the one-time chief of Mexico's anti-drug efforts. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 6.31. Checking the time, it's 7:10.
KNX 1070.
If you're looking for a new home right now, there's good news, really good news, and of course, bad news. What do you want to hear first? Okay, you talked me into it. Good news. Kaufman & Broad has 3, 4, and 5-bedroom homes for sale. Award-winning homes with dramatic cathedral ceilings, large bay windows, elegant front lawns. Homes that look real expensive, but they're priced from just $110,000 to $380,000. There's even a wood-burning fireplace. You can relax in front of it while you congratulate yourself on being savvy enough to get this much space for this low a price. The really good news is, right now we're offering 6.99% financing. And the bad news, Kaufman & Broad only has 321 of these incredible homes left. And 6 million people are hanging on every word I say. You better hurry. Call 1-800-34-HOMES or check your weekend real estate section. Fast. You know how news travels. Kaufman & Broad is an equal opportunity builder. 6.99% initial interest rate, 9.83% annual percentage rate. Available at selected communities. Number of homes may vary. Must close escrow by March 15th.
The World News Roundup has been sponsored by your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealers, where you can get tremendous savings when you buy or lease any new 1990 Chrysler or Plymouth in stock. Good morning, Southern California. I'm Dave Zorn, KNX 1070 News Radio. 51 degrees, the skies are cloudy and scattered showers around the Southland on this first day of February.